This is H10, Hanshin Tigers English News, where Hanshin Tigers fans all around the world unite and catch up on the team that won just one pennant between 1965 and 2002. That's right, 38 years, one pennant. It's interesting, this is actually the tale of two different teams, because if you look at how things went between 1965 and 1984, which was our first long gap, we had 6 second place finishes and only 4 finishes of 5th or 6th place. However, after the big 1985 Nippon Ichi, by the way, go to the website and read the new write-up about that. I'm sure it'll get you excited for the new season. Anyways, from 1986 through 2002, when we won 0 pennants, we actually only finished in the top 3 twice. Once, the year after the pennant, the other one came in 1992 when we tied for second place. We had a pretty good lead heading into the end of the season and we ended up losing it. The rest of the way, folks, from 1987 through 2001, we were in 5th or 6th almost that entire stretch. Finally, 03, we win. 04 back to 4th, and 05 back to winning. And that was our last pennant. Anyways, I'm getting myself sidetracked here. I'm your host, T-Ray. Today is March the 30th, one day before opening day, that's right. And this is episode 54. Welcome to the show. While we're on the topic of number 54, episode 54, let's talk about the two greatest number 54s in team history. And both of them will take place in this 21st century. You know, I was just at the Hanshin Museum a couple of days ago, and it dawned on me as I looked at stuff that there were no players wearing any number over 50 until the year 1955, I believe it was, or 54, something like that. And so, you know, it's been only 60 years, pardon me, of us using those numbers, despite the fact that for 20 years prior, we did have a pro team. Anyways, back to the topic. Number 54, Jeff Williams. Joined Hanshin in 2003, stayed with the team until 2009. That's 7 solid years. All but his final year were very solid, very dependable reliever. He was part of the famous JFK trio that led the team to victory time and again in 2005, especially under Akinobu Okada. So he is the first number 54, and the other one is our current number 54. If you don't know who he is, you've been hiding under a rock, or you're a brand new fan, his name is Randy Messenger. He joined the team the year after Williams left, so 2010, right through the present. And so from 2003 until now, we've had a great import pitcher wearing number 54. Randy Messenger, by the way, has 73 career wins. He will be our opening day pitcher for the fourth time and the third straight season. Looking forward to that. Before we get into too much detail about Randy and about all good things Tigers, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back for our preview special. Now, before we get into the preview, let's do a little bit of review action. We last left off on March the 22nd. I think that was when I posted episode 53, and we played a game that day in Fukuoka against the SoftBank Hawks. We lost. We put Taiki Ono on the mound. He was our second round draft pick, and he's been given a couple of chances to start just to see if he can make the rotation. He looked really good in camp in February, but he really hasn't looked great in exhibition play. He probably still has some stuff to work on, but, you know, polish that rock, you know, long enough and he's going to be a gem. He went 4 innings and allowed 3 runs. He walked or plunked 4 guys during those 4 innings, so that's kind of Aoyagi-esque. But, so we were down 3-0 after his time on the mound, and we ended up getting a couple back in the 5th inning, and that came thanks to a Ryota Arai home run, 2-run home run. But we lost 3-2, that was the final score in that one. The very next day, we go back to Fukuoka, and we're playing the Hawks. We didn't go back to Fukuoka, I guess. I mean, we just stayed in town. Sorry. Technicality. Me and my terrible English when it comes time to saying something important. Anyhow. By the way, that was Arai's second straight day hitting a home run. Or second straight game, hitting a home run, I should say. He hit a two-run home run in our previous game. I think it was on March the 20th. So March the 23rd, happy anniversary, T-Ray. Yay, yay. That was my fifth anniversary. So I didn't watch this game or pay any attention to it. Anyhow, we are against Fukuoka and Aoyagi, the Blue Goat, speaking of walking guys. He was on the mound. He went five innings, allowed three runs. He was perfect through three innings. He looked great, and then he fell apart in the fourth, allowed all three of the runs in the fourth inning on four consecutive hits to their guys. And so that was three, and then we got one back in the top of the eighth on a Shun Takayama home run. The kid has been pounding the ball this spring. It's looking great. Looks like he's got a lot more power in his swing. He's swinging for the fences a little bit more, which is great. It was a solo shot, so 3-1, and then in the bottom of the inning, our buddy Mateo gave up a couple of runs, and so then this one ended 5-1 for SoftBank. So, you know, for those of you who really care about preseason wins and losses, that's not good for us, but whatever. Yeah, whatever. The next day, and this is where things get a little bit more interesting because we're starting to kind of groom our team and the rotation for regular season play. So we are at Kyocera Dome against the Oryx Buffaloes, and Randy Messenger takes to the mound, gives up an infield hit in the third, another single in the fourth. That's it, folks. Seven innings, two hits, five strikeouts, no walks. Domination. On the other hand, our bats were not amazing, but we did get one run off of Chihiro Kaneko, and that came in the form of a Haraguchi RBI single. And then in the ninth inning, and this is off of their relief squad against a guy named Yoshida, Taiga Egoshi hit a blast. It was a solo shot, but he hit a blast to left field, super upper deck. And so that's it. 2-0 was the final score in that one. We win, we break our losing streak because we had lost to the Marines the day before or a couple days before, whatever it was. So, you know, there you have it. The next day, we are back at Kyocera. This time, we are the home team, but we are also facing the Buffaloes once again. By the way, the high school Koshien tournament is going on, and so we cannot play at Koshien. And so, there we are. We are at Kyocera Dome. So this one, we bring Iwasada to the mound, and he gives up a run in the first inning. But after that, he was clean for 5 2/3, or for the rest of his time on the mound. On the other hand, they brought Phil Koch, former Detroit Tiger. And he was pretty good against us. We got a run against him in the seventh inning. And that was the end of his outing. That came on a Hiroki Uemoto hit to center field. And then in the ninth inning, we get a walk-off RBI bases loaded single from Masahiro Nakatani. So 2-1 final in that one. Woohoo, two-game winning streak against Woohoo, the Oryx Buffaloes. Big deal, right? But again, you know, so we got Messenger on the mound Friday, Iwasada on Saturday, and on Sunday for the final exhibition game, we bring Nomi to the mound. So it looks like our opening rotation against the Carp is going to be Messenger, Iwasada, Nomi. Anyhow, Nomi struggled early on against Oryx. He gave up a run in the second and two more runs in, a run in the first, two more runs in the second. And then another run in the fourth. So four runs against, three of them earned, on five innings pitched. So on the other end of things, we retaliated with a run in the top of the fourth, Haraguchi sacrifice fly. And then we got another one in the top of the sixth. That was an Itoi single to right. That's all we got. So 4-2 loss. Yeah, kind of unfortunate, but that's the way she goes, right? So we end the exhibition schedule with, I think it was a 10-win, 6-loss, 2-tie record, which was good for tops in the Central League. Again, wins, losses don't really matter. The bottom of the Central League standings in exhibition play was the Giants in last and Hiroshima in second last. But again, they had a lot of guys going to WBC. That would be one of the reasons that maybe they weren't able to win games. Again, they also maybe were not playing to win, right? So there you have it. That's the recap of the preseason schedule. We are going to move on. We are going to look at the news. Yesterday, the 29th, Hanshin, just like every other team in NPB, announced its opening day 28-man roster. And I'm going to share it with you on the air. You can find it on the Facebook page as well, the Hanshin Tigers English News Facebook page. But here we go. And keep in mind that at the start of the season, or for opening day and opening first 3 days, all we need is our first three starters in that 28-man roster. And so instead of loading up on pitchers, we've actually loaded up on fielders for now, but well, we'll get to this in a second. So here we go. 10 pitchers we've got. Number 14, Atsushi Nomi. Number 17, Yuta Iwasada. Number 22, Kyuji Fujikawa. 38, Marcos Mateo. 41, Akifumi Takahashi. Number 54, Randy Messenger. Number 56, Ryoma Matsuda. Number 64, surprise, Kentaro Kuwahara. If you've never heard of him, it's because he has not been up on the top squad for 2 years. He is a veteran player, but he just has been on the farm that long. To continue to round things out, we've got number 67, Suguru Iwazaki, and number 98, Rafael Dolis. There you have it. Catchers, we got 3. 44, Ryutaro Umeno. 57, Taichi Okazaki. And registered as a catcher, 94, Fumihito Haraguchi. He will play first base. I think they just did this for, I don't know, for decorative purposes or something, to say, look, we've got 3 catchers on our roster, but he is the third string catcher, and he will see most of his playing time at first base. Infielders, we've got the double bagel, Hiroki Uemoto, formerly number 4, now he's 0-0. Goodbye, Shibata. Number 0, Yamato. Number 1, Toritani. Number 2, Fumiya Hojo. Number 32, Ryota Arai. Number 33, Kento Itohara, 5th round draft pick this past year. Number 58, Fumiya Araki. And then for outfielders, we've got 7 of them as well. We've got Yoshio Itoi, Kosuke Fukudome, that's number 7 and number 8. Number 9, Shun Takayama. Number 25, Taiga Egoshi. Number 60, Masahiro Nakatani. Number 68, Shunsuke. And number 99, Keisuke Kano. Now, if you do the math, and you probably aren't bothering to do it, but that's 27 players, and I said it was a 28-man roster. What they're going to do is, on Monday, or maybe Tuesday morning of next week, they are going to call up Shintaro Fujinami to be our starter that day, and they won't drop anybody. However, for the subsequent 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to have to call up our starter for those days, and probably those are going to be Takumi Akiyama and Koyo Aoyagi, not necessarily in that order, but in order to put to make space for them on the roster, we are going to have to drop one player for each of them. So, who do you think it's going to be? It'll be interesting to see what strategy they use moving forward. They probably won't be ditching any pitchers at that point. They may end up ditching, I'm guessing, one infielder, one outfielder. Just a hunch. In other news, let's talk a little bit about the batting order and the things that have been already decided or determined. Apparently, number 345, the quote-unquote cleanup, has been determined. It will be batting third, number 7, Yoshio Itoi, in center field. Batting fourth, in right field, number 8, Kosuke Fukudome. And batting fifth, at first base, number 94, Fumihito Haraguchi. When you put those three into the equation in that form, it probably means that Takayama is going to be the leadoff hitter, and then I'm guessing Hojo will be the number 2 hitter. I personally think Uemoto would be a better number 2 hitter, but it's not going to be that way. So I think Uemoto's got the speed to be able to bust up potential double plays. He's got minimal ability, but he does have the ability to bunt if we decide to use that method. You know, he's also got a bit of pop in his bat. He has good patience at the plate, so he's able to wait it out in order for Takayama to try to steal second if he decides to, and so on. But anyways, so it's looking like it's going to be Takayama, Hojo, Itoi, Fukudome, Haraguchi for our first 5, right? Then batting 6th, third base Toritani. Batting 7th, second base Uemoto. And batting 8th will be catcher Umeno. Is probably the way it's going to look like on opening day. And we'll see if that works. And of course, I hope it does. I hope it works. Again, it's not exactly what I had in mind, but I'm not a manager. So let's see how that goes. In other news, Eric Campbell. What has happened to him? What is going on? Well, I don't have any more inside information than anybody else. I can just read the papers read the online articles and so on, it sounds like he is getting in some batting practice at long last. He's swinging a bat, which is good. But he's still not even ready for Nigun action, that is farm action. So it may be a good amount of time before he comes back to the team. He's definitely going to get some reps in on the farm. He'll have to do that rehab assignment before he starts up on the top squad. So your guess is as good as mine, but it'll be a while. By the way, I was at Naruohama to watch the farm game on Tuesday. And I went there. I got there about 40 minutes early, and there was a good long lineup. The stands were full. The stands, by the way, it maybe holds about 800 people. Stands were full, and I had to wait. Me and my buddy didn't get in until the fourth inning, but that's all right. When we got in and we finally got seated, we were like three rows behind home plate. And that's even better than three rows behind home plate at Koshien. I mean, you're really close to the action. I mean, you can see the pitches, you know, bending. You can see all the movement on the pitches. You can see everything just clear. So it was really awesome. Unfortunately, from the time we got there until the end of the game, there were only two base hits. But Fujinami looked sharp. Brandon Dixon looked sharp for Oryx. Hanshin ended up winning the game. It was just a fun experience to check out Naruohama and to see how close you can get to the players. You know, as we were standing in line, waiting to get in, right on the other side of the fence, some of the players that maybe weren't in action or were sitting on the bench, they would walk from the dugout and they had to go out a door and along, you know, right alongside that fence. So, I mean, we could see some of the players right up close. And that was pretty cool just to be able to see them, you know, probably, I would say, about 10 meters away. So pretty cool stuff. One more bit of news. And this is really not news anymore. It was news because we didn't report on it last time. And that is the WBC World Baseball Classic. When we left you last time, I think Japan had just been eliminated. I think I recorded right after that game ended. So in the finals, in case you missed it, and in case you are wondering, the United States of America went up against Puerto Rico and shellacked them 8-0. Marcus Stroman went six innings, and he started the seventh inning and allowed a hit, but that was the first hit he had allowed all game. And so it was a pounding. It was fun baseball to watch, though. I mean, overall, the WBC was entertaining, and it sounds like it's going to be back again in 2021. So let's see what kind of team will be put together. I'm hoping maybe some of the Hanshin Tigers will develop to the point where they will be representing Japan. Maybe Takayama, maybe Hojo. Fujinami should still be there. Maybe Iwasada will be on the squad. Maybe we'll have like a really good mid reliever that can be there too. Maybe like a 43-year-old Ando or something like that. Just kidding. What's going to happen with the record going to be? What's going to happen with the record going to be? What's going to happen with the record going to be? What's going to happen with the record going to be? See the future? Yes, they can. Check it out. H10 prediction. See the future? Yes, they can. Check it out. H10 prediction. All right. Let's get into the heart, the meat, the steak of today's show, and that is predictions, Central League predictions. I asked you all in last week's show, and I advertised it on Facebook and Twitter, for you to send in your predictions in the audio format, or if you couldn't do that, then in text format. Well, I got 9 people sending in their predictions in audio, and so we are going to listen to them in alphabetical order, okay? Not the order they were sent in. Just because I think this is going to be easier, and I forgot who sent theirs in first. So up first, we have got Mr. Aaron Majors. Have a listen.
Hello, H10 listeners and Hanshin Tigers fans. My name is Aaron Majors, and I'm from Cedar Park, Texas. I've been a Tigers fan for about 10 years now, and started following the team when I was in college pulling all-nighters, and discovered online streams of NPB games. I don't know exactly how I chose the Tigers as my favorite Japanese baseball team, but over the years, I've watched many, many more Tigers games than MLB games. Growing up in South Texas, I've been a lifelong Astros fan, which, honestly, isn't always easy. I'll be in Osaka in a few weeks to see the Tigers in person for the first time, and maybe I'll run into a few of you at the Kyocera Dome on April 4th. Without further ado, here are my Central League predictions for 2017. In 6th place, the Chunichi Dragons. In 5th place, the DeNA BayStars. In 4th place, the Yakult Swallows. In 3rd place, the Yomiuri Giants. In 2nd place, the Hiroshima Carp. And in 1st place, of course, the Hanshin Tigers. In the event of a tie, I'm guessing the Tigers will leave the door open late in the season and only win the Central League by 2.5 games. A big shout out to T-Ray for all the great work he is doing for English-speaking fans, and I'm looking forward to another great season of late night and early morning baseball here in Texas. And as always, go Tigers.
Thanks, Aaron, for that. I appreciate your shout out. I'm doing what I can for people like you. I really want to help the American audience, the world audience, the English speaking audience, to be able to enjoy NPB baseball, to enjoy Hanshin Tigers. So I'm just doing my thing. And thank you for your optimism in choosing the Hanshin Tigers in first place. Yes. Yes, we can do it. We can beat the Carp. We can beat the Giants despite last season's terrible records against them. All right, let's move on to our next guy. And we are actually doing a fantasy baseball league with this gentleman. He is kind of the founder of the league. He's the one that came up with the idea and invited me. And his name, I'll save it for him to say. It is a French name. And just enjoy the accent and enjoy his comments.
Hello, everyone. I'm Arnaud from France. And maybe some of you know me because I own the French page of Hanshin Tigers. And every day I put score and highlights of the game. I'm an Hanshin fan since my first travel in Japan in 2012, I think. The first time I put the TV on, I saw Fujikawa Kyuji save a game against the Yomiuri Giants. And since this moment, I'm a Hanshin fan, as all of you, I think. So let's do my prediction. Number 6, Chunichi Dragons. I think there's still no one in their team, no pitching. A banana as a DH. Diane Viciedo. I think they can do anything this year again. Number 5, the Yakult Swallows. Okay, they've got good power, but no pitching at all. It's terrible to say that Haya Nogawa is their best pitcher. Number 4, the Yokohama Bay Stars. Okay, that's a good team. They made a good year last year. But I think 2 years in a row, it's not possible. They lose some people to the Giants. And even if Tsutsugo will do an amazing year, I think, it will not be sufficient. Number 3, the Hiroshima Carp. Even if Hiroki Kuroda were a little bit old, he keep the spirit of the team and lead the team. I think he will miss a lot. Number 2, the Yomiuri Giants. I don't like them, so I only hope Tigers can beat them in a great year and keep the get the pennant this year. I hope it will be not so easy. That's why Hanshin will win the pennant with just 3 games. I hope all of our players will be awesome. I hope Takayama will do a great year and a lot of year. Okay, that's all. See you all. Bye bye.
Merci beaucoup, Arnaud. J'espère que les Tigers vont gagner, comme tu as dit. I really hope that the Tigers win the pennant, just as you said. And it would be cool to see, as you predicted, Tigers in first and Giants in second. I mean, what a great thing for Japanese baseball to have this rivalry revived by having these two teams at the top of the standings. Righto. Well, we are going to move into our next guest, and that would be Graveyard Baseball, Mr. Christian Jin. Take it away.
Hey, guys. Christian Jin here from Graveyard Baseball, covering all things Saitama Seibu Lions in English. But here, on this podcast, I'm here to talk about the Central League and the Pacific League, and my opinions from it as an outsider. For the Central League, I see it as two teams really at the top, one team that's really rebuilding, and then three teams in the middle where they can pretty much claw their way to a third-place spot. I think there's a lot of balance, there's a lot of parity, and there's a lot of competition in the middle, but I do think two teams are at the top. And yeah, one team is openly rebuilding. So I'm going to start from last to first. In dead last, I have the Chinichi Dragons finishing there again. I think their motto actually says from ground zero or from the bottom. They're undergoing a rebuild, and finally they're doing that with some veterans, finally stepping away. They have some kids coming in. I want to see what Yuya Yanagi does and what their rotation does, which I think will be interesting, and I think it could frustrate one team in the Central, but to me, they don't have the hitting. I don't trust their lineup, and I also don't trust their bullpen. I mean, as long as Koji Fukutani is on that team and he's playing in middle relief or closer, they're not going to be good. So that they need a lot of help there outside of Tajima and the bullpen to do something big. But this is a year zero for them in openly rebuilding with Shigekazu Morita as their skipper. In fifth place, I have the Yakult Swallows. I think that the Swallows pitching staff is something I don't trust. Maybe the 2015 season was quite a fluke. I just cannot name a good rotation when it comes to starters. I like what Ogawa can do, but I don't like even their number two or number three options. To me, there's just Ogawa, and that's it on the front end. I think the back end of the bullpen is all right, but they got to get guys like Judy Hata in or guys like Hoshi who can be stepping in and maybe step it up, because right now their rotation's just not there, no matter how great their hitting is. I like some hitting individuals, but you can't hitch your way with Tetsuya Yamada to a playoff spot. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're in last, if their pitching is that bad. In fourth place, I have the Bay Stars. I think the Bay Stars got in with mediocrity, and really this was just really a bad month, good month pattern. A very inconsistent team, and I don't think their pitching is going to be as good as it was last year. They're going to fall off a little bit. Their hitting is not good from top to bottom. There's, once again, individuals like Sutsugo, like Kajitani, but I don't like their lineup from top to bottom. And then their bullpen was okay, but Yamasaki has to avoid any ugly third year. He had a bad sophomore slump, so he's got to shake that off. But, yeah, I think the rotation's going to regress, and there's going to be some hitting issues offensively for the Bay Stars that's going to keep them out of a spot. So if you've already done the math and done the calculations right, I have the Hanshin Tigers in third. I think, once again, third through fifth can try to change spots. I think the Tigers are going to step it up. I expect guys in the farm level to just step it up, because last year a lot of guys got playing time. So whether it's Hojo, who played quite a bit, if he steps it up a little more, or if Shun Takayama takes the next step forward, you know, I expect that. I'm expecting even some no-name guy, a guy like, say, Yokota, to just step it up. I think someone can rise to the occasion, given that last year was a rebuilding year for the Tigers, and they were right in the hunt in September. That says a lot, that an openly rebuilding year still has the team closing right in the hunt for a postseason spot. And the best part to me is that their rotation can hold and hide a lot of deficiencies with Randy Messenger, Shintaro Fujinami, and Yuta Iwasada, and even Nomi. I think the rotation depth is good, but can they fix their bullpen? That's the question I think a lot of people want to know. But I think they can squeak third given the competition in the Central. Second place, I have the Giants. I think the Giants are going to be a good team. I think their rotation is going to hang in there and keep games close. Their hitting, I think, is going to upgrade with Yo signing with them, but I don't think they're as talented as the top team. They are going to close the gap, and I don't think they're going to win they're not going to be well behind the Carp like they were last year. But the pitching should keep them in games, and that's why I have them in second. So first, I have the Hiroshima Carp. Then I'm just playing the talent card. When the Carp are on, they're on. And I don't think they're going to own the Tigers as much as they did last year, and I don't think they're going to win as much games as last year, because that they had a season that's hard to repeat. But I still think they're good enough to win the Central. There's just a lot of talent you can't ignore, from guys like Kikuchi to Maru. There's plenty of top to bottom talent, even in the rotation when Nomoda steps in. Toda could come in there. Maybe Okada steps it up when he was a first-round pick as well. So, yeah, the Carp talent is all over. The only question is if Kikuchi and Madu can have a good season. Sorry, two consecutive good seasons. That's the question. And for the tiebreaker, I have the Carp winning the Central League by about 5 games. Now, shortly, just to break down the Pacific League, we pretty much have it so that also 3 through 5 is open, but the first two teams are at the top, and then there's one team that's in dead last. So Oryx, dead last. We have Rakuten in 5th. We have the Lions coming up just short in 4th. A little more competitive than last year, though. I think they can make it to at least September with meaningful baseball. And then we have the Marines in 3rd, the Fighters in 2nd, and the Hawks in 1st, just because the SoftBank Hawks have all the talent in the world. So there you have it. That's our breakdowns of both the Central and Pacific Leagues. Best of luck to everybody in the 2017 season. And, of course, for us, Ganbare at Ionzu.
All right, Christian, and thank you for also adding in some Pacific League insight, just as you did last year on the podcast, and maybe this year again. We'll see how our schedules work out. Anyhow, interesting. You are the first person to choose the Carp to finish first, to repeat. Also interesting is that your standings are not so different from last season. It's just that the Tigers and the Bay Stars flip spots. All right, up next, this is a guy that I have been following on Twitter, and he has been following me on Twitter, I believe, as well. His name is Max.
Hi, my name's Max. I'm 29 years old from Los Angeles, California. I've been following Nippon professional baseball only for a couple years, seriously, but I've known about it for a long time through exposure on TV, reading a few books, being a Dodger fan and having the influence of Japanese pitchers come from Japan and pitch for the Dodgers, like Nomo and Saito and Maeda, Kuroda, Ishii. I would say that I don't really have a specific MPB team that I root for. And only in the last maybe 2 years have I really kind of delved into the league, tried to follow the stats, follow the players, follow the teams. So I kind of, I don't want to say I'm a fair-weathered fan, but I don't have a specific allegiance to any team. I do like the Chunichi Dragons only because they took their colors and their uniform script kind of from the Dodgers, back in the, I guess, late 40s, early 50s when they became a professional team in Japan. And I remember as a kid, their uniforms pretty much were Dodger uniforms. The only difference is that it said Dragons on the front instead of Dodgers. If I had any predictions for this year, and following the MPB in the last couple years, I'd say I like Hiroshima's chances again to finish first in the Central, even though Kuroda retired. But starting backwards, the team that I think will finish last, and I hate to say it because I kind of feel like this is a team I would pull for if I had to pick a team in the Central League. But in last place, I would say it's probably the Dragons, even though I would want to say the Swallows in last place. But I'd pick the Dragons for 6th. I think they're still kind of coming out of their phase of having a lot of older players, trying to go with more of a youth movement. And from what all the other analysts and guys that follow MPB a lot closer than I do say is that, you know, they're kind of coming out of being an older team and becoming a younger team and getting some experience. So they're my 6th place finish. And 5th place, I would go with the Swallows only because I don't, from what I've heard, what I've tried to follow is that they don't have the greatest pitching in the world, and they do have some good hitters, especially Yamada and Valentin. But outside of them, you know, I don't think that team will necessarily be in contention this year. Fourth place, I'd have to go with the Yomiuri or Tokyo Giants, only because they look like they have like a kind of a mishmash of veteran players that they've signed. And I know they have Sugano and their pitching staff, but outside of that, I'm sure they'll contend. They'll probably finish better than fourth in my prediction, but in my own prediction, like I said, I think it'll be a fourth-place team. Third place, man, I'd say it's a toss-up, but I'd have to put Hanshin in third. I know Hanshin's got a lot of good young talent that's been coming up the last couple years, and I'm sure they might finish better than third, but I like the Bay Stars in second, and I like the Hiroshima Carp finishing in first, and probably by maybe five games over the Bay Stars and or the Tigers. But those three teams for the playoffs, I would say it'd be the Tigers, the Carp, and the Bay Stars. It'd be interesting to see how things go this year. Sounds like it might be close in the Central instead of so far apart. I hope it is. It always makes a baseball season a lot more interesting when more and more teams are fighting for the playoffs or for first place. So with that, I want to say good luck to the Hanshin Tigers, because I know this is for a Hanshin Tigers podcast. And I'm sure that would be great for the Tigers if they could make the playoffs, play in the Japan Series, and hopefully win it all, because I know it's been a long time for them. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Max. Really appreciate it's great to hear your voice. It's good to, associate this voice with some of the tweets that I've been hearing. All right, up next, we've got NPB tracker, Mr. Patrick Newman. And Patrick actually did his predictions on the Japan Baseball Weekly podcast as well. So it's kind of a repetition for you, but he's going to give some different insights. So go ahead, Patrick.
This is Patrick Newman. I write about Japanese baseball at my website, npbtracker.com, and occasionally on Twitter at npbtracker. Trevor asked me to give my 2017 picks for the Central League, so here they are. In first place, I have the Hiroshima Carp. So Japanese baseball analysts tend to have a problem with selecting the previous year's winner to repeat, and I'm falling into that trap a little bit here. I do think that the Carp will come back to earth. I think the loss of Hiroki Kuroda will hurt. I think a lot of members of the Carp's offense had great years last year. I think some of those guys will regress back to their career norms. A guy like Arai is only going to get a year older. But that said, I think that the Carp will benefit from the rest of the pack being fairly closely bunched together. And they still have enough talent to win. So I'm looking for them to repeat. So we'll see if that holds true. In second place, I have Hanshin. So hopefully a strong second place here. But the Hanshin Tigers have a nice strong rotation with Messenger, Fujinami, Nomi, Aoyagi, and so forth. I think that the collection of young hitters will continue to progress. I really like the addition of Yoshio Itoi. Eric Campbell is not going to hit a lot of home runs, but hopefully the Tigers management has some patience with him and he shows his on-base skills. So I have them finishing second after a big improvement. In third place, I have the Yokohama DeNA Bay Stars. Sort of the poor man's Hanshin with an improving rotation and a collection of good hitters. One thing that they do have that Hanshin lacks is the big middle of the order bat in Yoshitomo Tsutsugo. If they had a really consistent on-base guy in front of him, somebody like Shingo Kawabata, for example, I think they'd produce a lot more runs and be that much better. So if that on-base threat will emerge from somewhere in their lineup, that'll only make them more competitive. But the team was on the upward swing last year, and I expect that to continue. In fourth place, I have the Yomiuri Giants, the Kyojin. This team has some good pitching depth, particularly in the rotation, and a few good reliever arms. But the offense, I think, is full of aging sluggers. Health is going to be an issue, and I don't really see them generating a lot of runs. They didn't last year, and I don't really think the addition of McGee will help much. We'll see about Yo. I really quite like him as a player, but he's kind of an all or nothing type of guy. He strikes out a lot, hits a lot of home runs too, for his position. So good addition, but I don't think it's quite enough. In fifth place, I have the Yakult Swallows. Fifth and sixth can kind of go either way. Between the Yakult and the Dragons, the Chunichi Dragons, but I put Yakult ahead just because I think their best players are better than Chunichi's best players. Yakult is going to give up a lot of runs. They're going to score a lot of runs, so expect a lot of 10-8 type of games going either way. I think there'll be some games that they just kind of write off and don't bother to compete in, but there'll be an exciting offense. Again, with Valentin and Yamada and Kawabata and even guys like Yuhei and Sakaguchi and so forth. So exciting offense. And Chunichi, I have in sixth place. I don't see them as the same kind of doormat that they've been in previous years, but I don't really see them getting off the cellar quite yet. I think they need to develop that talent a little bit. More, give the young players a little bit more time to develop and grow, find a little bit more depth in the rotation, and grow from there. But I do see them being a more competitive sixth place than maybe we've seen in the past. So overall, I think the league is kind of bunched together. I don't think that the Carp will run away with the league the way they did last year. The sort of unknown, I think, is interleague play and who does well and who kind of flops. So typically the Pacific League has had the upper hand in interleague, and that was kind of the Carp's undoing in particular back in 2014. And last year the Carp did better and they managed to hold on to their lead because of that. So if you have one team that manages to hold their own in interleague, and you have the rest of the team kind of the rest of the league kind of flopping and falling on their faces, then that'll be a big advantage for that team. So that's the real kind of unknown. We'll have to wait until June to see how all that plays out. So, Trevor, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure, and I'll look forward to following the season with you.
Many thanks to you there. Up next, a voice that you may be familiar with if you are a longtime listener of the show. The name you may not recognize, but the voice you will. Go ahead.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The voice may sound familiar, but for those who don't know, it is Wizzo. I said that just because people recognize the name. However, I don't go by that name anymore. I went ahead and did away with that, and I converted over to a new name of Mr. Picture Man. And that's Mr. as MR and then Picture Man. That's typically what I use now on Twitter. And it's just for the fact that I use it because I like to take pictures. So T-Ray asked me, my predictions for the Central League this year. And here they are. I believe these are the same ones I gave to another site when they asked for their predictions. So here we go. For the Central League this year, for MPB, Japanese baseball, I am going to go with the number one team in the Central League, the Yomiuri Giants. I know a lot of people are not Giants fans, but Sugano, Sakamoto, Abe Murata, that team is just a strong team. So I think they're going to improve from last year, and I think they finished number one. Number two, the Hanshin Tigers. I am going to say that the Hanshin Tigers improved this year. I'll say that Messenger gets between 12 to 15 wins. These are just bold predictions, but I believe the young guys are really going to step up. Hojo, Haraguchi, Takayama, I even think Oyama will improve and make it up to the first team. So Nakatani, Egoshi, they're there. Of course, with some work to do. But I think that Hanshin will be strong enough with youth. And of course, they still have Messenger Iwasada, Nomi, Fukudome, maybe even Toritani. The veteran leadership, I think, will help bring the youth around, and I believe they're strong enough to finish second. My third pick will be the Hiroshima Carp. And the reason I say that Hiroshima Carp from last year's championship series is because who else did they have outside of Chris Johnson as far as a pitcher goes? They lost Kuroda. They lost Maeda the year before that. So with Chris Johnson, and you got Cudi, Osera, Nomura, I just don't think they have the pitching depth yet. Now, they do have some very good hitters. Kikuchi, Maru, Tanaka, Arai, and sometimes Matsuyama, Suzuki. They have them. I just think their pitching is going to be the letdown this year. They may surprise us. I don't know. But I'm picking them to be third. Fourth, I'll say, is DeNA. I just can't figure out DeNA. I think Tsutsugo is probably going to knock out about 35 home runs. The guy in the WBC was just crushing the ball like it's cool. I mean, to me, he was just seeing the ball very clearly. So I say Tsutsugo is going to really rack up some good numbers this year. And however, you know, one person can't make a whole team. And I think DeNA would fall to fourth. Now, they're also my sleeper team. Just something about DeNA. They could surprise everybody and finish second. I don't know. Ramirez is a very good coach. He's a smart guy. So we'll see. But that's my pick for right now. DeNA in fourth. Fifth will be Yakult. I mean, Yamada is going to be Yamada. And they do have some other players out there. But there's not, you know, my opinion, nothing stands out in Yakult. So I'm picking them to be fifth. And then last, Chunichi. So we'll see if Vicendo shows up this year. He certainly showed up at the beginning of last year. Then he faded away. Not so powerful. But we'll see what happens with their pitching staff. We'll see what happens, you know, with their hitters. Of course, all the teams got young people. Some good, some bad. So anything can happen. But that's my pick for this year as of right now. Again, number one, Yomiuri Giants. Number two, Hanshin. Number three, Carp. Number four, DeNA. Number five, Yakult. Number six, Chunichi. So that's what I, Mr. Picture Man, will go with for right now. We'll see how I, you know, halfway through the year, how I am. So until then, right before the, well, actually this upcoming week, I'm going to dig into some stats. I'm going to dig into some teams, and I'm going to see if my picks come close to what I see thus far with just their exhibition play. So my question for everybody out there is, who's your surprise pick for the Hanshin Tigers? Who's going to surprise you this year? I say Arai, because that's my boy. So I think he's going to be a surprise pick for the Hanshin Tigers to do stuff. I think he's going to be a surprise hitter that hopefully will do more positives at each bat rather than the negatives of last year. So that's it, everyone. Like I said, I'm on Twitter, Mr. Picture Man. Feel free to follow me or add me. And then that's all I got. Take care, everybody. And thanks.
Mr. Picture Man. Well, I don't really need to tell you that he is the first person to choose the Yomiuri Giants to finish first among all of our predictors here. So that's a bit of a shocker. I'm not saying that they won't finish first. Actually, I am saying that, and I'll say that later. But I'm not saying that he's, you know, foolish to have said this. But I will say that, you know, it's an interesting choice, especially having the Carp down in third place. You're the second person to put the Carp in third. And we will see if they drop that far. I personally would like to see them drop that far. But, of course, I don't want to see the Giants on top. Anyhow, our next guest is also a contributor on the Japan Baseball Weekly podcast, especially when it comes to the prediction shows. That is Mr. Michael Westbay.
Thank you, Trevor, and it's good to be here. Starting off with sixth place, I have the Swallows. After their big 2015 victory run, it seemed like the whole team broke down, and I don't see them recovering this year. In fifth place, I have the Tigers. Now, I'm sorry, Hanshin fans, but this team is really aging, and it's not aging that well. For fourth place, I have the Giants. This team has no cohesion whatsoever. Sure, they've got some of the best players out there, but from the top down, it just isn't working at all. Third place is where I put my wild card, the Chunichi Dragons. Morikantoku reminds me a lot of how Ochiai ran the team, and I think that the team is really starting to come together. So this year, I have them up in A-class. In second place, I have the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. Basically, I feel that it's really hard to repeat, and the Carp just aren't going to be able to do it. Finally, I have the Bay Stars in first place. Why? Because I'm a Bay Stars fan. That's why. And they have just been getting better and better every year. Also, this is the first time in a long time that I've been excited about a new foreign player. Audi Shirako has really been hitting well this spring, at least in the few games that I've seen. So there you have it. The Bay Stars in first, Carp in second, Dragons in third, Giants in fourth, Tigers, I'm sorry, but in fifth, and the Swallows in sixth. That is my prediction for the outcome of the Central League in 2017. Enjoy the season. Take care.
Thank you very much, Michael. You were the first person to choose the Bay Stars to finish first. You're also the first person to choose the Dragons to finish outside of the dungeon. So there you go. A-class Dragons. That's a surprise. That's a shocker. And also, of course, you are currently the only person to have chosen the Tigers to finish in the B-class. That meaning not making the playoffs. So hope you're wrong. Hope you're wrong. Hope you're wrong on all counts. But I really appreciate you taking the time to help us with this. Up next, a friend of mine, somebody who has really been, you know, pushing me, prodding me to do a better podcast time and time again. He gives me encouragement, gives me advice. We've also been to a baseball game together. The Z-Man. Or as we Canadians say, Z-Man.
Hey there, T-Ray. This is Z-Man. And I'm in Paris right now, but I'm thinking about Japanese baseball. So I want to lay out the winners of the Central League for this year. As you know, I picked the winner last year in Hiroshima. So I'm starting from the bottom, looking at the Chunichi Dragons continuing their dominance of the cellar. And I think they've made some improvements, but still expect them to finish in sixth. Just ahead of them is Yakult, who disappointed me severely last year, but I'm going to attempt to avoid that by having them fifth. Same team, same lousy pitching, good hitting, of course, but not enough to win games to get out of the fifth-place position. And in fourth, unfortunately, this is a tough call for me since I'm a Tigers fan. I am putting the Tigers again in fourth from their position last year. They didn't do as well as we expected. I don't see the team as being significantly different, even with the addition of Itoi. And the defense, as we've discussed, just looks really suspect. So I have them in fourth. Then in third, and this, I hate putting them in third, but just got to do what I think is right here in terms of how this will end up at the end of the season. I have the dreaded Giants in third. They've added many, many, many players and spending a huge amount of money, the most in the Central League, to try and improve from what they did last year. I see them in third. And then in second, I see the Bay Stars continuing to improve under their enlightened leadership with Ramichan. I expect them, their pitching to improve and their hitting to be solid as well. So I'm putting them in second, a little bit of a stretch, but I'm hoping that they'll move up. They were pretty close to second last year, as you recall. And then in first, I have to pick the Carp. Still the same core team from last season. Excellent hitting, excellent defense. I'm figuring them to win it all.
And I have them winning not by 17 this time, but maybe around six games. It'll be a comfortable lead for them. So that's my predictions for the Central League. And I have one bonus prediction for you, T-Ray. I know you'll never predict this yourself, but you may be gratified that someone is doing it. This year, at some point, Toditani will be Nigun, maybe for a couple of weeks or so. I just don't see how he can keep it up at the first level. And even though he's probably the captain, I don't know, and has great popularity with the fans, he just, I don't think he performs well this year and will be sent down to improve his fielding skills or something like that. That's my prediction. Bye.
I don't really like this trend here. The Tigers, two predictors in a row, picking them out of the playoffs. And this one actually being a Tigers fan. But, Z-Man, appreciate your, you know, just digging in one more time and saying, I picked right last year. I picked right last year. But you also picked the Swallows in second last year. So, you know, you might be able to pick a winner, but hopefully you're wrong this year. And if you pick the Bay Stars in second this year, hopefully they won't finish second as well. So we'll see how that goes. Last among our guests, our graphic designer. Speaking of which, I hope you enjoy the new logo for Hanshin Tigers English News, designed by none other than Zorny.
Hey everyone, long time no see. It's your boy Zorny here, and it's good to be back. To start the season, I'll give you guys my predictions on who's going to be the king of the Central, second place, third place, and so on. So in my opinion, the Tigers are not going to finish first, but in third place. And that's because there's plenty of adjustments to be made. I'm not that confident about the rotation, so the offense will really have to step up. So to me, first place will be Hiroshima again. Second, Giants. Third, Tigers. Fourth, Bay Stars. Fifth, Swallows. And last place goes to the Dragons. Besides that, I still think that this year will be a great year. And hopefully, the Tigers will prove me wrong. So, good luck to the Tigers. I'll be cheering up. And so that's it. Go Tigers. Go.
Now, you may notice... Thanks, Zorny, by the way. You may notice that Zorny and Christian from Graveyard Baseball predicted the exact same finish. Christian said, in the case of a tiebreaker, the Carp will win by five games. Zorny didn't say anything. So I texted Zorny and asked him what he thought. And he said, maybe five games. Ah, great. So we've got a tie there as well. So I said, okay, tiebreaker number two. Tell me how many games the Tigers are going to make the playoffs by. In other words, how many games will they be ahead of the Bay Stars at season's end? Well, Zorny came in first with the number three games ahead of the Bay Stars. And Christian said one. And so we do have a bit of a tiebreaker here. The only way that this is going to continue to be a tiebreaker is if the Tigers win by two games, because then they're both equally close. In which case, this is what I'm going to say. The day before the season ends, in other words, the second to last game, if the Tigers are up by more than two and then they go down to two, in other words, if they were closer to three and then they move closer to one, then Christian wins. If they were up by fewer than two and then they increase their lead up to two, then I'm going to give it to Zorny, who said three games. So there you have it. There are all of our guest predictions. Hope you enjoyed that part of the show. And now for the T-Ray predictions. What's going to happen with the record going to be? What's going to happen with the record going to be? What's going to happen with the record going to be? What's going to happen with the record going to be? Well, to be honest with you, I was planning on preparing some notes and giving you a really deep analysis. But first of all, I got way more responses than I thought to this predictions thing. Secondly, we're running low on time. And thirdly, yeah, I'm really not prepared. So this may be a little bit more simpler than I expected or than I thought it would be. But here we go. In sixth place, I'm following Mr. West Bay on this one. The Yakult Swallows. Very simple reason. I really think that they've got two killer bats. They've got a couple other good secondary bats, but they really don't have any great pitching. And people have already mentioned Ryan Ogawa, and he's good, but last season he really wasn't good.
You know, so who they got? I mean, who have they really picked up to bolster that pitching staff? Nobody really. And they also they play their ball in a Matchbox Stadium, and so as much as they're going to be hitting home runs and piling up, you know, running up the score, so are their opponents. And when their opponents are facing inferior pitching, it makes for a tough home schedule anyways. In fifth place, I've got the Chunichi Dragons, and I am just the second person after Mr. Westbay to choose them to finish outside of last place. Everybody says rebuild, rebuild, rebuild. You're right. You are right. But they do have some decent pitching. Not a whole lot, but they do have a couple of really good guys, including Mr. Ono, Yudai Ono, or in Japanese, oh no, you die. Anyways, he, I believe, is going to anchor this staff if he stays healthy. And they got a couple of strong bats. I mean, they do have Vicieto, and then also they picked up Alex Guerrero, and I'm hoping that he will do some major damage as well, except against the Tigers. And then they've also got a couple of younger bats that are going to do all right. They have Hirata, and they have Oshima as well. So it's not like, you know, there's a complete dearth of hitting on this team. Besides that, they do play in a rather cavernous stadium, and so I really think that that plays to their advantage as well, to an extent. They're a tough place. It's a tough place for teams to really run up scores and to pound the Dragons, and so there's going to be a lot of close games. I have a feeling they're going to finish ahead of Yakult. In fourth place, I have the Yomiuri Giants, and it seems like a pretty common place for people here to have picked them. You know, I honestly, like about a month ago or so, I was planning on putting them in first place, just like my buddy, Mr. Picture Man. However, I feel like they really don't have a lot of unity or cohesiveness. They have a fair amount of old age on their team. They have a fair amount of injury-prone players on their team. And I noticed that they are going to be starting the season with just one of their foreign bats on the top roster. So that was one of the problems. I mean, they've got Abe at first, they've got Murata at third, and then they picked up Casey McGee, who plays first and third. Okay, they've got Luis Cruz at second base. They've got Garrett Jones, who plays actually first base, but he was their left fielder for much of last year. They're starting the season with just Casey McGee among their foreigners on the active roster. What kind of sense does that make unless either Murata or Abe is injured? So, and they've got three pitchers. They'll have Michaelis, Matheson, and Caminero is a new guy they picked up. Anyways, what are they doing? Why are they stacking their corner infield when they've got other places, other issues to address? So I really don't understand what they're doing. And besides those guys on the corner infields, they also have a kid named Okamoto who's, you know, primed to be a big-time hitter. But if you continue to put other guys on top of him on the priority list, on the depth chart, you know, he's really not going to bloom, and he may just end up rotting on their farm. So I just feel like their organization just doesn't really have it together right now. Fourth place. Third place, DeNA BayStars. They rose a lot last year. They went from sixth to third, you know, comparing 2015 to 2016. And in the process, they really showed a lot of energy. They showed that they can compete on any given night. They had decent pitching. They had some pretty good bats. They also play in a small field, you know, and everybody talks about Tsutsugo. Of course, Tsutsugo, of course. And I see no reason for him to slow down the momentum he's built up over the past couple of seasons. They do have some secondary bats. They do have Jose Lopez as well. John Gibson likes to call him J-Lo. I would prefer to call him Halo since you don't pronounce the J. But anyways, so they got those two guys. They've got a couple of other decent hitters, Kajitani, and they've got Kuwahara, who's hits all right. However, they did lose one of their key pitchers, and even though Ramirez Kantoku, Mr. Ramikan, Mr. Alex Ramirez, says that's a good thing for the young guys to be able to come up and grow, I don't think it's a good thing. Losing one of your key pitchers is never a good thing. They lost him, by the way, to the Giants, but apparently he's been injured, and his injury, some people say, is reminiscent of Daisuke Matsuzaka's injuries. And so, uh-oh. Anyways, I think that the Bay Stars have enough talent to be able to keep to hold their position in third. I don't think they've got what it takes to move quite up to the top just yet. It will depend a little bit on the bullpen and whether or not Yamasaki can bounce back and have a good 2017, because he didn't have a great 2016. So we're down to two teams. Who do you think I've got in first? Wrong. Not the Hanshin Tigers. I've got them in second place. But let's go back a little bit. This is just a little side talk I wanted to share with you all. The last time Hanshin had a manager who was not a born and raised Hanshin Tigers player was Senichi Hoshino. Because after him, you had Okada, you had Mayumi, you had Wada, right? And now we've got Kanemoto, and he started with the Carp. Well, Hoshino was brought in. In his first season, the team finished fourth. They looked pretty good at times, and then, especially at the start of the year, and then they just couldn't keep it up for the whole season. In the offseason, a lot of guys got canned. A lot of guys retired. We brought in some new players, some fresh blood. We brought in a key free agent in to start the 2003 season. His name was Tomoaki Kanemoto. He was an outfielder. He was a bit of an older guy at the time. I think he was 34. But he came in, and he didn't have his career best season that year, but he played for the team. He sacrificed a lot of his at-bats to give Akahoshi chances to steal second base. Anyways, his presence on the team was one of the key reasons that the team won the pennant in Hoshino's second year as manager. Now, 2016, Kanemoto starts out as manager, and the team starts the season, you know, fairly well. Not great, but we were around 500 until the end of May. And then the wheels fell off. Well, this past offseason, a lot of guys got canned. We drafted 8 guys in the draft, which is our most in ages. We picked up a key free agent whose name is Yoshio Itoi, who plays the outfield, who is a little bit of an older guy, but who also will bring something new to the team that it sorely lacks, that being speed, good defense, and just a real positive attitude. So you got all those things in common. It would be really cool to see Kanemoto do the same thing in 2017 as Hoshino did in 2003. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen, and it's not because the Tigers aren't good enough, other than their defense, which really isn't good enough. And really, I think that is one of the big things that's lacking. That and having a true power hitter. But, you know, they're just really no match for the Hiroshima Carp. At least on paper. I mean, the Carp have a great team. Yes, they lost Hiroki Kuroda, but they still have some pretty good arms. They have some guys that'll maybe have a chance to grow. I don't think their pitching staff is as good as Hanshin's, at least their starters. Their bullpen is pretty solid, though. I mean, their closer, Nakazaki, as much as I don't like him, he's good. They've got a couple of good setup men in, I think it's Imamura and then Jackson, right? So they've got some decent guys in the pen. But just their defense is so strong, especially up the middle, with Tanaka and Kikuchi and Maru in center field. That quote-unquote center line. And then their defensive catcher is also very good. Not a great hitter, Ishihara. So there you have it. I just think that they're too strong on defense. They've got too many good bats. They don't really have that overwhelming, overpowering bat, except for possibly Seiya Suzuki if he can, you know, do what he did last year again. But, you know, they've just got too many pieces. They're not going to win the division by 17. They are not going to dominate the Tigers like they did last year. I hope. But I still have them winning the division by 5.5 games, or the league, I should say. So there you have it. A recap. Carp, Tigers, Bay Stars, Giants, Dragons, Swallows. I am going to post all of our predictions in the show notes, so you can feel free to check those out. It's also something to reference as the season is developing and as the season draws to an end to see if any of our guys made the right choices. Once again, if you win, if you picked everything right from first through sixth, there will be a prize package sent your way. And, you know, I will try to customize it based on your body size and so on, because I may have some jerseys or some shirts or whatever, but I don't want to send you a size small if you wear an XL, right? So, you know, as the season draws near and as we see who is, you know, the correct forecaster, I'll be in touch with you. Couple more predictions from me before we end this segment of the show. First of all, the Pacific League, and I'll do this really quick with no logic or reasoning behind it. Just my hunch, just my feeling about how things are going to go. First place, SoftBank Hawks. Second place, Nippon Ham Fighters. Third place, surprise, Rakuten Eagles. Fourth place, Cebu Lions. Fifth place, kind of surprised the other way, Chibolate Marines. And sixth place, nobody's surprised about this, Oryx Buffaloes. Other predictions. Who are going to be our team leaders in different stats? And this is just something I did off the cuff, so there's not a ton of reasoning behind it. It's just me dreaming up numbers and probably being way wrong. But this is what I got. Top average on the team is going to go to Yoshio Itoi, 294. Takayama will be a close second. Takayama, though, will lead the team in home runs. Bold prediction. He's going to hit 18 bombs this year to lead the team. Again, like I said, we don't really have that true power bat. I think we're going to have a lot of guys in double digits in home runs. Fukudome, Itoi, Takayama, possibly Hojo, Campbell if he can get back and in good health. And maybe that's about it. Did I say Haraguchi? Haraguchi as well. And, nah, not Umeno, sorry. Okay, so Takayama, 18 to lead the team. RBIs, I say Haraguchi, he's batting 5th now. If he bats 5th throughout the year, he's going to have ample opportunity, especially with Itoi and Fukudome in front of him to cash guys in. So Haraguchi with 82. I hope that number's higher. Stolen bases, Itoi, no doubt about it. However, he's not going to hit the 53 mark that he did last year, not even close. I'm going to go with 27, about half of what he did last year, which is still good to lead the Tigers. It's still going to boost our numbers. It's still going to help our speed game. On the pitching end of things, the most wins is going to go to Fujinami. Sorry, Randy. Sorry, Messenger fans. 15 wins for Fujinami. He's going to bounce back and have a great year. Best ERA is going to go to Iwasada with a 2.61. Although Fujinami could challenge him for that as well, especially if he does have a good year. If Fujinami plays to his potential, I'm going to say Fujinami with a 2.1-ish ERA. But he may not be able to do that. And then top in saves is going to be Rafael Dolis. That's not really, I mean, there's no real competition within the team unless he tanks. But I'm going to say he gets 39. There was an article today saying he hopes that he can reach 41 or surpass the club record for most saves by a foreigner, which is by Seung-Hwan Oh, 41 saves in 2015, I believe it was. I'm going to say he comes close, but not quite there. So there you have it. It was a long show, and thank you for sticking around for the whole ride. Thank you once again for your time, for your passion for the Tigers. You can find this podcast and extra news, articles, and more at www.thehanshintigers.com. You got to bookmark it. You got to share it with your friends, right? I mean, that is the place to get your Hanshin Tigers news during this exciting 2017 season, which starts tomorrow. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can go to Stitcher. You can get it there. Type in the four magic words, Hanshin Tigers English News. Subscribe. Write a review for me. I would really appreciate that if I got reviews up there from you listeners. Share it with your friends. Share it with your enemies. Share it with your NPB fellow fans. Everybody out there needs to hear more about this great baseball league in Japan, you know, especially now that WBC is done, but we've seen what Japan can do, okay? Get all the news instantly by following us on Facebook. Again, just search for Hanshin Tigers English News. We got a new logo up there. You'll love it. I'm putting stuff up there constantly, just little bits of news that I don't have time to post on the website or that's too long to post on Twitter. Speaking of which, follow T-Ray. Follow me on Twitter at the Hanshin Tiger. Until next time, keep cheering for the Tigers until the pennants come more frequently. Have a great week, everyone.